나자이다나브라마니다나야야데이다고다나시바사디고
The following is an evening darshan given by His Holiness Jaya Bhattaka Swami on September 16, 1986 at New Pani Hadi Dham in Atlanta, Georgia.The class begins with a reading from the Chaitanya Bhagavat.
In the introduction to the Chaitanya Bhagavat, describes this about Madhurya and Audhurya, Audharcha, Audharcha Deva, the Supreme Personality ofPersonality of Godhead, when he is completely overwhelmed with that mellow of giving mercy, and at that time he can display out of his unlimited potency his opulence in a more developed way. At that time it's difficult for many to really understand his actual nature andthey fall into various kind of materialistic calculations. He says that the madhurya, or that rasa of the conjugal rasa, is more nectarian than the opulent form. But those who are not able to grasp the sweetness of the madhurya, Radha Krishna,form, for them they consider the opulence to be greater and they give more gravity and importance to that. This is the actual opulence as well as the sweetness as its root cause, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who's going to pick him up? Arjuna? The time when the Lord manifests His own pastimes of Audharcha. At that time, the difference between Madhurya, Aishwarya, and all those aspects of devotion connected with the two, there, which is greater, which is lesser, in a complete open manner, free from any kind of material consideration, beyond renunciation orsense gratification considerations, simply with a pure understanding of transcendental service. You know, I mean, he writes in a very high level. At that time, and I kept with a complete transcendental variety,one is able to get a deep realization. At that time, one is able, not only is one able to realize this difference between the various relationships with Krishna's various aspects, but also one is able to realize his own form, his own eternal relationship with the Lord, with pure transcendental realization. And in that realization,one is able to enjoy transcendental happiness and unlimited varieties. So anyway, this is Prabhupada was discussing these three aspects, Audharcha, Audharcha, Madhurcha, and Aishwarya. That opulent form of the Lord, the loving form and the complete merciful form of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is this Odarcha. He shows this aspect of giving his mercy out to everyone without any kind of limitation. Whoever he wanted to, he gives it. So, let's see if we can move the Suchi. Sabdasuchi. 16th Madhya Lila. It's pretty long. This chapter, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the house of Srivas to perform his night kirtan. There Srivas, mother-in-law, was hiding. And looking at the kirtan from the house, Advaita was in the mood of Chaitanya's servant. Mahaprabhu became angry at Advaita and started glorifying him and his qualities, showing that Advaita was given the mercy by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotees were astonished. With all his associates, Lord Chaitanya started to dance in the Krishna Prem and Kirtan. Then in Sukambar, Brahmacharis, occurrence and other things are described in this chapter. So everyone knows what happened with Sukambar Brahmachari. Don't know what happened with Sukambar. Let's try to go to that point. Sukambar. Hari bola bola hase. Vajanu lambita bujo kono kavodato sankirtanai kapitaro kamalaya taksho. Vishangvaro dijavaro jugadarva palo bandi jagat priyakaro. Karuna avataro. Jayo jayo maha. Maheshara Gora Chandra Jaya Jaya Vishambara Priya Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda
Hari Bol Boli Uthe Prabhu Vishambar Chato Dekhe Beri Sabha Gai Anuchar Adaita Acharya Mahanande Bhival Mahamata Hoi Nachi Pasari Shakal. So Lord Chaitanya was crying out, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And on all sides, all of his followers started to chant loudly in the Sankirtan Harinam. Adaita Acharya, completely overwhelmed with great ecstasy, he started dancing just like a complete Mahamata. Means like a great, in great madness of ecstasy. And just Tar Jagar Jayacharjo Dari De Diahat Prukita Brakuti Kordiya Nache Shanti Puronat. See, Advaita Prabhu, he's a completely expert in all of the scriptures. According to the scriptures, He was at this time shaved completely. Bhaktisiddhanta says that actually some people misunderstand that he has a beard and hair, but actually at this time he was completely shaved with a sika. That time, but here it says that he was Jaya Krishna Gopal Govinda Bonamali. Aharnisha Gai Sabe Hoi Kotuholi. Everyone was chanting Jai Krishna Gopal Govinda Bonamali. Everyone without rest, they were chanting the whole night with a great in a great festive mood. Nityananda Mahaprabhu Parama Bhival Tatapi Chaitanya Nitya Parama Kushal. Nityananda was dancing with great enthusiasm, with great jubilance. But Lord Chaitanya, he was dancing very carefully and very in a very refined way. Sabadani Chatur Diki Dui Hastatuli Puri De Chaitanya Dhuri Rohe Mahaboli Ashesha Vishenati Shia Gorangorai Tahabani Vara Shakti Ke Dhuri Jivai. Okay, everyone on all the four directions, they're all dancing with their hands raised in the air. This thing is important. Prabhupada, he stressed that in the kirtan, we should see how the panchatattva were dancing, and that's how we should have our hands. Either like this, or playing in kartals. Not like General Patton. With the hands in the back.
Okay.
Or some other poses. Prabhupada said, you would see something. What is that? See that picture. So here, it explains that how all the different devotees, they're dancing, mainly with their hands in the air. Nityananda, he was dancing very careful, very in a completely devotional mood. At that time, when Lord Chaitanya would dance and become so much overwhelmed in Krishna prema that he would fall unconscious to the floor, Nityananda was there dancing, but he was very close, just ready to catch him in case he fell. He wouldn't let Lord Chaitanya just crash to the ground. He'd catch him before he fell. So although he was dancing at the same time, he was also always seeing what's happening with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in case Lord Chaitanya fell, then there he would catch him. Who else could catch Lord Chaitanya? Who else was strong enough to hold Lord Chaitanya when he's falling? No one but Lord Nityananda can hold the Lord. He's holding the Seshanag, he's holding Narayan. So as Balaram, he's come as Lord Chaitanya, Krishna, Chaitanya Narayan has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore he's still holding Leela is there. Dharani. Oshesha Vishenati Shigorangorai Tahabani Bara Shakti Kedhore Jivai. At the end, without any end, without any kind of exhaustion, anything, Lord Gauranga is just dancing. Who can explain with his ordinary mortal tongue what was the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like? Saraswati Sahitapone Balaram Sei Thakur Gai Puri Manaskam Kone Kone Morchahoya Kone Mohakampa Kone Trinaloya Kone Kone Mohadamba. At the time of Krishna Kirtan, that time completely overwhelmed with pure love for Krishna. Just like Saraswati or Balaram, in their ecstasy of love for Krishna, they glorify the Lord. But even of their glorifying, when they completely become satisfied. So what is it, what he's saying is, how can a mortal tongue glorify when they're hardly able to glorify? By glorifying, however, even Balaram and Saraswati become completely satisfied. So Balaram is always singing the glories of Krishna. So like that, sometimes Lord Chaitanya, he'd faint and fall down. Sometimes he'd start shaking like anything. Sometimes he'd become very humble and put a straw in his mouth. Sometimes he would become very arrogant in love for Krishna. Sometimes he'd laugh. Sometimes he'd breathe so heavily. And sometimes he would be completely silent and without, like, stunned. Amatu Prabhurabesha Porokas. These type of moods were shown by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Virasana Koriya Thakur Kone Aboise Mohatata Kori Maje Maje Hase. At the time when he was stunned, then sometimes he would sit. When he was completely in extreme ecstasy of jumping and dancing, in the middle, he would loudly laugh. Bhagyanurupa kripa koraye sabare duvilak Vaishnava Sabha Ananda Sagare. How fortunate were all of the devotees who were present. All of them were given unlimited mercy and they were completely just floated or just like floating in the ocean of nectar, of pure ecstatic love for Krishna. Samukhe dekhaye suklam bara brahmachari anugrahe kore tare gauranga srihari. In front of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw suklam bara brahmachari, and giving him mercy was the next desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sei suklam bara sunoho kichu katha nobodebe bosati prabhu janma jatha. Listen something about Sukumbhar Brahmachari. He was born, he was living in Navadvip, the place of the Lord's appearance. Parama swadharma ratha parama susanto chinite na parikheho parama mohanto. He was always very absorbed in his own spiritual duties and he was completely peaceful and satisfied in devotional service. No one was able to recognize him properly. How great a mahanta or a great spiritual master he was. Spiritual authority or master. Nabodipe gore gore chuli loi kande vika kori ana aharnisha krishna bole kande. He go house to house in Navadvip with a bag on his shoulder. And he would beg from every house a little bit. And day and night he would simply chant Hare Krishna. Bikari koriya gyana loke nahi chine daridra bhakti koraye bikatone. People thought he's a beggar. And this way people couldn't recognize him. He kept himself covered by a little bit of superficial poverty. In this way, he would go chanting Hare Krishna everywhere for begging. In this regard, there's a long purport. You see, some people were foolish. They would see only suklam bara brahmachari by external vision that, well, he's begging because he's somebody who's very poor, and therefore, due to the impulse of the senses, due to complete suffering, he has to go and beg simply for his livelihood. Sometimes, Krishna devotee takes on the form as a poor person or that somebody who has got the material want, and in that form he goes and begs. In this way, the different kinds of false ego or the different people who are bewildered by different types of false ego are not able to recognize these Krishna devotees. Maya vimutha ahankara garvito. Those who are bewildered by illusion and who are too proud due to their false ego, they think that these devotees are actually in great need and they're simply under the control of their karmic reactions. But those who are proper Vaishnavas, they can understand that being in poverty or even want or the idea of not taking anything as one's own possession. What they actually do, that they're not the Vaishnavas, they're simply going from one house to the other just to give these people, they take on this form as, I'm in poverty, I'm humble, so they can go and engage these people in devotional service. If you go driving up in your Rolls Royce with you, then you go and beg someone, give me a donate, they'll say, Baba, what do you need? You already have everything. So they won't get them to do any service. Of course, in America, it's different. Here, if you have money, they like to give. If you don't have any money, they don't. But normally, in India, the custom is that you give to the poor people. You see, if someone's poor, then you give. So the Vaishnava would go as a poor person and say, get some milk from the cow at the time of milking or something. And this way, those grihasthas, they would be benefited by giving to the sadhus. For them, they just kept on chanting Hare Krishna and remained independent. Mohanta Savare. Tarite pamor Nijo karcho nahi tabu jana tarogor. It goes to these different people in order to give them some spiritual lesson. Although he has no real purpose for himself to go, he goes for their benefit. That's the purport. So by giving, even though they think I'm giving to some poor person, they're getting agata sukriti, and for this, they're able to get a higher birth in their next life, so they can render devotional service. So sometimes, those who have understood this, they may also take up this occupation of begging in order to practice their worship of Lord Krishna and to give the foolish people who are attracted to that, to sense gratification, a opportunity to be delivered by doing some devotional service. So some beggars or some persons who go out collecting with a devotional attitude, they act in the pure Brahminical character. They don't desire, however, by their Brahminical activity, anything for themselves. Rather, they simply want to engage all the things they get from their begging in the service of Krishna. Those who are enjoying the fruits of their karmas, who are materialistic and have turned away from Krishna, make all kinds of arrangements with any money they get for enjoying their senses. So in this way, the Krishna devotees, whatever they get, they give for the service of Guru and Krishna. They don't let people know their actual true glories. They remain humble and simply engage people in devotional service. This is a basic purport given. Vika kori devo se jekichu vipropai Krishna noi buddha kori tobi se shokai. So whatever he gets from begging, at the end of the day he'd cook it and offer it to Krishna. And at the end he would take Krishna prasad. Krishna ananda prasade doridra nahi jane boliya viraya Krishna shakala bhavane. So that he was by Krishna's mercy. But he never felt any kind of poverty himself. He'd simply go here and there spreading the message of Krishna. And he was known in all the houses that he would go. Chaitanya kripa patro kechini de pare jakon chaitanya anugraha kore jare. Who can understand who gets the mercy of Lord Chaitanya? No one can recognize him. When Lord Chaitanya wants to give his mercy to someone, then they get his causes mercy. Purve jano achilo daridra damodar se mato suklambara vishnu bhakti dhar. As before there was the poor damodar, in this way suklambar, he was completely absorbed in vishnu bhakti, pure devotion to Lord Vishnu. Sridham, Mandamodar is another name of Sridham or Sudama. In other words, Vipra Sudama. So, you know Vipra Sudama Leela? So, this Damodar means Sudama or Vipra Sudama. So, just as in Krishna Leela there was Vipra Sudama, who begged and took that chira and gave it to Krishna. So, this is Suklambar Brahmachari. He was also very poor. He just begged a little bit of chipped rice or things from the people, offered to Krishna and take. And all day he'd chant Hare Krishna. So, poor boat, let's say. So, next verse. Same auto pipato kodila vishambar jai rohe chaitanya nitte bariya vitar. So, in this way, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Vishwambar, he also gave his mercy to this great dancer of Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan party. Suklambar, Julie Kande Loi Vipro Nache Moharange. Taking the bag on his shoulder, he's dancing down the street chanting Hare Krishna. Deki Hashi Prabhu Sab Vaishnavera Sange. All of that. When the Lord saw him, with along with his devotees, he laughed to see Suklambar Brahmachari dancing in kirtan down the street with his little bag dressed as a brahmachari. Bosiyacha ye prabhu ishara abeshe, Julie khande Suklambara nache khande hashe. At that moment, Lord Chaitanya, he came in the mood of Ishwar. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya would come in his own original Krishna mood. Somehow when he saw Suklambar Brahmachari coming down the street with his little bag filled with chip rice and chanting Hare Krishna, then Lord Chaitanya went into his Krishna mood. I can already imagine what he's thinking, but let us see. Suklambara Degya Goranga Kripa Moy Aiso Kori Prabhu Bolai Sadoi. Seeing Suklambar Brahmachari, Lord Chaitanya, the ocean of mercy, he said, come here, come here. Being in complete mood of mercy. Daritra sevak mor, tumi janamo janamo, amare sakal diya, tumi bikkhuka dharmo. Oh my poor servant, you are my servant birth after birth. You give me whatever you've taken through your begging, now you give to me. Ami ho tumara dabdrapho anukkhana chai tumi na dile o ami bolo kori khai bol kori khai. You give me what you beg now. If you don't, then I'm going to take it by force. In other words, Lord Chaitanya told to Suklambar that you are birth after birth my poor devotee. You come birth after birth as my devotee, but in an impoverished form. You come into this material world. This time you came, you don't have any desire to be a husband or a grihapati. You came as a brahmachari, and you're going door to door begging. So you give me what you begged, you offer it to me. You're a nice sticky brahmachari. With a grihastan, vanaprast, the kind of false ego they may sometimes have, you're liberated from that. You're simply absorbed in the paramhamsa path. And you don't consider anything to be yours. You've taken this as your varnashram. You're completely surrendered, and you're a tridandi sannyas, in the mood of a tridandi sannyasi. You've given all your thoughts, words, and deeds simply in pure devotional service. So therefore, I'm asking you, you give me whatever you beg, I want to take it from your hand. You give me, I don't want, I don't want anything else. I simply want what you're going to give to me. In other words, I've forcibly taken everything from you. That's why you're actually poor. Because I've taken everything from you. Dwarkai mache kudo kari kailu ator. Pasarila kamala torilo hastamor. At Dwarka, that time, you also gave me some broken rice, and I ate your broken rice. At that time, Lakshmi herself has grabbed my hand not to give you more. Then it refers to the Bhagavatam Slok 10:81:10 for details. Ato bole hasta diya julia vitare mushti mushti tandul chivai visambar. Saying that, and Lord Chaitanya grabbed his begging bag, put his hand in, and he was taking handful after handful of his chipped rice and whatever he had there. Suklambara bole prabhu koilo sarvanash etandule kuta kono bahuda prakash. Suklambara said, what are you doing? You're destroying it. You're going to destroy me. Inside this bag, there's so much broken rice and all type of broken pieces and unedible things. You shouldn't take that. Then the Lord said, for me, your little broken rice is better than the nectar of a non-devotee. I don't want anything, even if it appears like nectar from a non-devotee, I don't want. But you being my pure devotee, from you I'll take broken rice. Swadanta paramananda bhaktira chivan chivai thandulakhi kuribe nivaru. So, when the Lord, being totally independent in His own spiritual ecstasy, the life of all the devotees, when He takes the broken rice, even from His devotee, who's going to stop Him? Who can stop Him? So the Lord, seeing, when the Lord's mercy was seen by all of the devotees, they all were putting their hand on their head, and they started to cry, that, no, why you don't take this, both in ecstasy and in different moods, they're all crying, one way or another. Na jani ke kon dige, porai khandiya, sabe bhivala hoila, karunna dekhiya. Seeing this mercy of the Lord, His total affection for His devotee, no one could say which side, which person was falling, but people were crying and just becoming totally overwhelmed with this mercy of the Lord given to His devotee. Utilo paramananda krishnara kirtan shishya vidhadi kori khate sarvajan. The kirtan, haribo paramananda, it just started to, the Krishna kirtan started to increase more and more. And the little children, old men, everyone, they started to all cry in ecstasy and simply chant loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Dante Trina Kore Keho Keho Namaskare Keho Bole Prabhu Kabu Nacha Diva More. Some were taking a straw in their street, in their teeth. Some were offering their obeisances. Some were praying, Lord, Lord, please never, never let me leave your shelter of your lotus feet. There's no one more merciful than you. Please don't allow me to leave the shelter of your lotus feet. Some are rolling on the ground, seeing how the great fortune of Suklambar, who the Lord of Vaikuntha, the Lord of the spiritual world, has taken the food from his, the broken rice and food from his bag. Prabhu bole suno Suklambara brahmachari, tumar hidoye ami sarvoda bihari. The Lord said, listen, my dear Suklambar brahmachari, you should know that I am always manifest in your heart. I am always present in your heart. Tumar bhojane hoy amar bhojana, tumi bikhai cholile amar parjotan. Your eating is my eating. When you travel for begging, that is my traveling. I am going with you wherever you go. In this way, the purport is that Lord Chaitanya's, those devotees who are the Tridandis, who have taken the Tridandi Bhikkhu path and have taken the shelter of Lord Chaitanya, and they go begging and traveling all over the, wherever, all traveling for their Krishna conscious preaching for the purpose of spreading love for the name of Krishna, preaching the glories of the holy name and love for Krishna. Bhagavan, that traveling is actually performed by the Lord Himself through His devotee. The Lord travels to give this love. Lord Chaitanya is traveling to give this mercy of love for Krishna and chanting of the holy name through His devotees who are traveling all over the world for spreading this message. Or traveling anywhere, wherever. Where was that? Verse 135. In conclusion, Prema bhakti vilaite mor avatar, janma janma tumi prema sevak amar. I've come here in this material world simply to give out pure love for Krishna. You are, birth after birth, my loving devotee. Tumar dilamami prema bhakti dan, nishchoy janiho prema bhakti moro pran. I have given you my pure love, Krishna prema. This is my donation to you. Know without a doubt that prema bhakti, or pure love, loving devotion, is my life and soul. Suklambara bor suni Vaishnava mandal Jaya Jaya Haridani Kurilo Sakal. Hearing the blessing that Lord Chaitanya gave to Suklambar Brahmachari, all of the devotees started to chant Jai 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 Haribo Haribo, and the whole place became filled with the transcendental vibration. The Lord of Lakshmi, in other words, the Lord of all opulence, his servant is going door to door begging. Who can understand this mellow? That the richest person in the entire everything, existence, the Lord of Vaikuntha, the Lord of Lakshmi, his most intimate servant is going door to door as a beggar. Who can understand this mellow? He every day goes to 10 houses to beg, and he gets his alms. And that, the Lord of Lakshmi himself, Gorachandra, he takes it by force and he eats his alms. Mudra sahita noibet tera jato vidhi vedarupa pune bolena gunarinti bhine se vidhi kichu shikhara na kore shakala pratigya churna bhaktira duhare. That any offering has to be given with mudras and so on. All the different kind of requirements that are there, everything is simply thrown out the window by the ocean of all qualities, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Simply, he's taking by force the offering from his devotee because he's got pure devotion for him. So whatever promises he gave that, alright, if you want to do Pancharatri, Gagaman, Vedic Gagaman, this, that, he simply forget everything and simply takes the offering. This is Krishna took from Vipra-Sudama, Chaitanya took from Suklambar Brahmachari, and took those alms from his bag. Suklambar. So in other words, the alms of Suklambar are transcendental. Or in other words, all the rules and regulations are simply a part of the devotee's own life and soul. The life of all rules and regulations is devotion. So where someone has devotion, that fulfills automatically all rules and regulations. Nothing, no more formality is required. Whatever rules, whatever is forbidden, everything is subordinate to pure devotion. And those who are sad to hear that a devotee is in this position, say Jai Nash. So they become destroyed. In other words, somehow like a devotee like this, Suklambar Brahmachari, he was so great in devotion that the Lord gave him his special devotion. Now somebody gets envious and why Vipra-Sudama, Krishna just took his dry, chipped rice without any purification, without offering with mudras, without so many rituals and so on. They get envious and why is he offering or why is Krishna accepting or something like that. That these people who become envious of the devotee, why the devotee is able to get this special favor from the Lord. Those type of people, they get destroyed by their own offenses to such devotees. That this is the devotion achieved by those devotees is something special. And therefore, they are beyond such rules and regulations. Devotion is the root of all regulations. This is stated very clearly by Ved Vyas. Bhakti vithi mula kori vena vidyas sakate goranga taha korila prakash. And Lord Chaitanya, he manifests this truth himself. Mudra nahi kore vipro nadi lo apone tata pitandula prabhu kailo jatane. Although he didn't give any mudras, he didn't even offer it himself, still the Lord took his alms. Those who are overwhelmed with material attraction from material objects, they don't understand the glory of these things. They think that having good children, having wealth, sutta, having education, with this they become intoxicated, and they're not able to recognize the Vaishnavas. They think that only these things are important. They don't know that beyond these things, there is something far more important. Dekhi morko daridra che Vaishnav ere haashe Tar Pujat Vitta Prabhu Krishna Navashe
Those who think a Vaishnava is some poor fool, and they laugh at the Vaishnavas. In their worship of God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He never comes. Krishna never appears to them. Akinchana Pran Krishna Sarva Vedagai. All the Vedas state that Krishna is the property of one who doesn't consider anything material to be his. Sakate Gorango E Tahare Dekai. Lord Chaitanya himself revealed this in his own pastimes. Sukambara Tandula Bhujana Jesune Se Prema Bhakti Prai Chaitanya Charani. One who hears about the pastime of eating of Sukumbar Brahmachari's alms. For him, he gets pure love at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chanda Jan Vrindavan Dasa Tachu Pada Jugegan. The Vrindavan Das, the servant of Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Nityananda Chandra has grabbing onto their lotus feet, sings this song. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
It's like
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
I want everyone should run among the army. Any question? Yes?
I was just thinking that when this Lord Chaitanya told Sukumbar Brahmachari that if you don't give me your arms, who's going to take them? So a similar thing, another incident with Banana Pela Siddha.
What was that?
Banana Pela Siddha.
Banana Pela
Siddha.
Banana Pela
Siddha. Similarly, he told him that if you don't give me your bananas, then he's going to take the bananas. So that's what he threw his devotees at. If you don't give him something, he's going to then take it from him. Does it as that? More devotees he does like that?
Well, these are the two main ones. No, but Lord Chaitanya, Kolavecha Siddhar, he did pay something in the end. Because Kolavecha Siddhar grabbed the bananas back from him. He had to pay. And he said, what do you mean? You think I want them free? You think I want them free? I won't pay? You're overcharging? That's why I took it. Now you're offending a Brahmin. So then he gave half the money and grabbed it back and walked off. So he paid something. But with Suklambar Brahmachari, he didn't pay anything. Kolavecha Siddhar grew his bananas. It was his business. And he was selling in the market. And Lord Chaitanya, as a small boy, he would go there and then have this argument with him. And that was his enjoyment, to have these discussions and interchange. And that was also very deeply appreciated by Kolavecha Siddhar, banana peddler Siddhar. But Suklambar Brahmachari, he was not, that Kolavecha Siddhar was a Grihastha. And this was his occupation. But Suklambar Brahmachari was like a Tridandi bhikkhu. He was begging from house to house, chanting the name of Krishna. And that alms that he was begging, that was taken by force by Lord Chaitanya. So that was very similar, the same pastime as Viprasudama. Because Viprasudama, when he went to Dwarka, he didn't have anything. He had to beg some chipped rice from people. Because he didn't have anything in his house to bring. So the similarity is closer there. There's other. So birth after birth, and every lila, and every pastime of the Lord, this Vipra Sudama is coming and having some pastime like that. Whether sometime is a sannyasi, sometime is a grihastha, he's coming and he's begging something, and Krishna is taking it. Because how can Krishna? When you see Krishna, how can you offer him something this ordinary? So the devotee can't offer it. So Krishna has to take it by force. Because the devotee won't offer something so simple. They want to offer Krishna very nice things. That's why here in Atlanta, we should try to offer Krishna very nice things. Not that he has to grab from our hand the broken rice. We'll offer him very nice prasad. Putpai and Antapuri and other devotees who are here in the mood of Raghava Pandit. Sukumbar Brahmachari ki.
Yay.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.
Yay.
Lila ki.
Yay.
Go Priman.
Haribol.